You are now listening to another Nick and 30 exclusive powered by Venture Season Network. Nick's Tape, we here.
Nick and 30, yeah, we back. Nick and 30, yeah, we back. Nick and 30, yeah.
Go Knicks.
What it is, what it do, folks. Season three, baby. Season three. Uno, dos, tres, baby. Not three, not four, but on three of them. You feels me? We back. It's lit. Oh, my God. Who knows? I'm back. It's your guy, Dope the Phenom, a.k.a. Trippy OG, whichever you prefer. And for the first episode, right after, I'm talking about a few hours after the lottery. It will drop Wednesday, so when you hear this, it will be dropping today, which is Wednesday, but this is previously recorded right after the lottery. I got my guest, and you know I had to pick up where I left off at. I had Rails for the second to last. I had Ariel for the last one. I got the two hosts of Therapy and Sports, the finest spaces out right now on Twitter. Make sure y'all tap in, get in tune. But before we go ahead and introduce y'all, I got a question for you, Rails. Yo, what's going on, bro? I seen a lot that's going on. What's good with all of this vibing and job talk we've been hearing? Like, we got haters on this side now, bro. What's going on?
Bro, I wish I'd come from a good, positive standpoint. You know what I'm saying? We got a few people that's hating, and that's okay. Receive a little bit of hate today, but in the sense of I like what you guys are doing over there, but, you know, I don't like the fact that it's either we give a lot of platform to the women and feel like that a lot of men don't get to speak, which is false, because we have a lot of good brothers that speak. We got a lot of great sisters that speak, and we try to get a platform for everybody. I don't care if you're gay, black, white, brown, green. You have a space to talk. We don't care if you're popular or not. I don't care about none of that. Ariel don't care about none of that. Everybody gets the same chance to speak. You talk your shit. You talking about sports, or you talking about therapy. When I mean therapy, we gloss over everything under the umbrella. If you're stressed, if you're feeling some kind of way, you need relationship advice. We got our sister Carla, we got our sister Lady Zoe, we got our sisters Young Harriet, we got our sisters Nat, we got our sisters Goody, and all the other females I didn't mention that our sister Nicole and Yankee and Ramona, Renee, you know what I'm saying? We got all the sisters that come and support us, Melly, Skills, everybody that come and support us and stuff like that, that be in our spaces. And we need that. We can't always have, quote unquote, the sausage fest all the time. We can't always talk about the Knicks season all the time. We're going to talk about the Knicks season because obviously it's a draft. But I seen a vision, and I went to my brother Ariel and then his wife Dominique. And I'm like, look, I'm going to do the space. We willing to join. We're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about everything that's going on. Because right now, 2020, 2021, 2022, everybody's still dealing with COVID. People lost family members. If it's not violence, COVID, natural causes, everybody's going some type of stress. You can be the strongest person in the world. Everybody needs some type of therapy, whether you're speaking to somebody professionally or you just listen to some music and spark a spliff or playing sports, whatever you're doing. But, you know, we just don't understand why we're getting the hate. You know what I'm saying? But my mom always said, if people are hating on you, obviously you're doing something right. You know, but I just think it's just unfortunate because we support everybody. And we're seeing some people that's either loving us more or the people that's fading away. And like I told Ariel, at the end of the day, we can't please everybody. But those who support, because I know this is going to be visual, we love you. We don't take none of this shit for granted. We don't have to have 200 people. And we know we have consistent good numbers. We don't need all that. Because at the end of the day, it can be four people in that space. As long as we affected somebody. And like I said, I'm an open book. I've been through therapy. I speak to two therapists. Shout out to my man, I95 and his wife. If I got to pick his brain. So when we talk about therapy and sports, we making sure we come in there with facts.
Nah, that's a big fact.
That's right. That's right, man. Like I said, if you ain't got haters, you ain't popping, man. That's the truth.
Put some respect on names. Shout out to
therapy and sports, man.
That's right. Therapy and sports. And shout out to my man, Trippy, because he always come with the positive vibes. And I always say it a lot because I'm a man of mine. I went to him. I talked to Skills. I talked to Carla, and I always pick Smooth's brain here and there about spaces and about pods and stuff like that. So if anybody else I miss, my man Ray from the Jets Lounge, I hit up everybody about how you do stuff like this and that. And shout out to Who Spaces and shout out to Malika, because they definitely the OGs in this too.
Nah, that's a biggie fact. That's a biggie fact. But what's your comments on that, Ariel, before we go ahead and knock down this whole lottery that happened, man? Let me let y'all get y'all therapy out, because you know why? Y'all the host of therapy and sports. So let's get this therapy moment done. You feel me? Go ahead. What you got?
Yeah, man. I'm kind of like in between, because I knew this was going to happen, so I wasn't so heartbroken. Like, I was watching it, and I had this uneasy feeling. So as soon as I saw when I heard 12, I'm like, we're going to get the 12. Okay, we ain't get 12, we're going to get 11. I was just waiting for it to come. I knew we was going to fall between 10 or 11. I had my little hopes that we might get God might grace us as Patrick Ewing, and we're going to get this number one pick, and it didn't happen. But I will say this to all the like Debbie Downers and the people that are like, you know, same old Knicks, they're gonna end up with some crappy center, blah, blah, blah. The guys the teams that are in front of us, they don't need point guards.
They
have that. They have that. So even if you don't land, let's say you don't see any of these point guards, you know, you don't value them as a 11th pick or whatever. Then you could look at the Benedict Mathurins of the world. You could look at the guy's name I can't pronounce from Kansas, Ojibai.
Mm-hmm. No, I know you're talking about from Arkansas, yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then
who else you got? You got what's his name?
You still got Johnny Davis. You still got Kennedy Chandler. You still got honestly, I don't even think Sharp is gonna go up to like being a top five pick. So you still got
no. You still got him.
You still got Johnny Davis. It's mad heads in there. But
people don't realize Jaden Ivey could drop.
Drastically.
He could drop. But not even factoring, maybe they might trade the pick to try to get trade up and build some like type of package if they really want that set on somebody. That might happen too.
I got you with this, right? My question to you is this. We saw at 11. Number one, they did us dirty. Out of everybody flipping up the joint, our joint's the only one that gets stuck to the little paper. They try to play it off like, bro, you knew we was getting that pick, bro. You feel me? Sad part is, this is 38 years in a row now that whether we had the worst season, meaning the worst record in the league, we have yet to get a number one, a number two pick, which is out of borderline crazy. Number three, we just watched the Pelicans and the Spurs get a higher pick than us, and they made it to the playoffs. Crazy.
Okay.
You feel me? Wow. Like you got to think about it. A lot of people say, yo, we shouldn't get too beat up about us getting an 11th pick, but it's the science and politics behind it that be pissing me off. You feel
That's
me?
That's the NBA. Like, that's the NBA. That's on, in the Knicks, man.
But
that's
now,
the NBA up in the Knicks.
That's a fact. They've now, my question
it.
To you
Listen,
is
Patrick this. Ewing changed it. It did.
I mean, we all know the whole I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. I've been a Knicks fan my whole life. That Patrick Ewing joint was rigged for us, bro. It was rigged for us. But right. It's all good. It's all good.
But look, we're still paying for it now.
Yeah, because he didn't want to finger, you know what I'm saying? He didn't want to dunk it. He wanted to finger roll that shit. But that's a whole nother story for that. So
my heart broke so many times. Don't bring that up.
Oh, God. So my question to you is this, right? We got the 11th pick. You Leon Rose. What is the best choice and best course of action when it comes to staying with your pick? Who are you going to draft with that? And then if you have to trade it, how are you going to trade it? Meaning you can trade down, you can trade up, or you can literally attach that pick with some vets and get who you want to get or get a better pick. So how are you going about it? Either you first you can answer the who you going to pick with that pick. Then you could go into how would you trade it?
Okay. Depending if we don't trade up. Because I really think if they're dead set, if they put together some type of miracle package where they trade that 11th pick, and package it with something else to move up to maybe a team that's not really, you know, doesn't really have any, but they want to get some veteran, so, you know, kind of like borderline star in maybe a Julius Randle. You know what I'm saying? Because let's face it, like, we hate him because we know who he is. Mm-hmm. But other teams that are smaller markets that really don't have the attraction to get a top-notch star to go play over there might take Julius, you know what I mean, and a pick. And they say, hey, this guy still puts up 20 and 10. He can maybe sell some tickets. Because we got to remember, it's still a business at the end of the day. But these owners, they want to make money. So these small market teams that I know this, with the new deals coming in, there's going to be no such thing as small markets anymore. But I'm saying, like, as of, like, right now, I think the best course of action, if you're going to keep that pick, you can get that value at 11. Because, listen, the Walt Perrians of the world and the guys behind the scenes doing all the scouting, you can say whatever you want, but they struck on picks. That's what they were brought here for. They were brought here to pick guys that could be either asset to trade down the road. If you want to go trade for a star, you build them up, kind of what like the Brooklyn Nets did, even though I don't believe in this whole, you know, like star chasing crap, because if we end up gutting half our roster, I've been through it with the Melo trade. I don't want to go through it again. Unless it's not going to sacrifice a Obi, a Quickly, or even a Quentin Grimes, because I know we got to give to get, but like I like these guys. And I feel like if we groom them and just keep them together, why can't we be like the Memphis Grizzlies? They run it out there with young kids, with the exception of the Steven Adams and maybe another vet or two that they might have. But they're predominantly a young team, just like the Knicks.
Yeah.
We're not a vet-heavy team. We just have the vets that Tibbs relies on. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
So I just see it as like we should hold on to the pick. I feel like at 11, you can get a 3-and-D guy. There's plenty of versatile guys, the Johnny Davises, the Okechuba from Kansas, the Benedict Mathurin. You got bucket getters and guys that can actually two-way, because two-ways is the way to go. We see it in the playoffs. Jrue Holiday's, you know, even though they took an early exit, a lot of that had to do with Chris Middleton not being there, but that's another story. But you see the two-ways is the way to go. If you want to make deep runs, if you actually want to be a title contender, the Marcus Smarts of the world, who, even though he's not a great three-point shooter, but he still has the confidence to still put it up there, you know, sometimes. Yeah. But he plays defense and he makes smart plays, aside from the, you know, game six. You know, he's a very smart player. He's always been like that. So you can find value. Look at the 11th, the people that went 11th. You had Domantas Sabonis that went in the 11th. You had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. People, SGA, who we love, right?
That's
number 11.
You got Klay Thompson at number 11.
Klay Thompson, number 11. It's probably another guy that I'm missing.
Miles Turner was number 11.
There you go, Miles Turner. You see what I'm saying? So there's value. And look, we got Quentin Grimes in the late first round. We got Miles McBride late in the first round. We got Quigley late. What was Quigley? At number 19, 20, 21 pick?
Nah, Quigley was number 25. Grimes was number 20, I think. Quickly was 21. Grimes was 25. We got McBride in the second round with 36th pick. Because then we took Rokas Jokubaitis with 34th pick. Then we got Sims with the 58th.
We should bring him back. We should bring him over here. That kid is good.
They're going to keep him overseas for one more year. Basically, when Derrick Rose's contract gets to his final year, that's when he's Derrick Rose's replacement. Little but surely. Like, they're trying to figure out between Deuce and Rokas who's going to take Derrick Rose's spot. And so far, it looks like it's leaning towards Rokas.
That's true.
Dyson Daniels in this draft? I think he is.
Jaden Hardy is in this.
See what I'm saying? Guys, we're not even talking about Dyson Daniels, who've been hooping. And he was playing in the G League, right?
Yeah, he's with the team.
He was balling out.
It's going to be.
There's a lot of players. And next year, don't get me started on next year's draft. That shit is point guard heavy.
That's next year. Fact.
It's about 15 of them.
So you saying you want to go ahead and you want to keep the pick, right?
Yes.
You said if you trade it, how would you trade it again?
You either package it to move up. Mm-hmm. Or you're going to trade it if you're going to compose the assets and you want to bring that star over here, which is not the route that I want, because I feel like that's Carmelo Anthony waiting to happen, 2.0. Where we're going to get this stud, this superstar player that we've been fiending for, and then we get him here, and what, we just as good as what, a first? Maybe we might get to the first round, second if we're lucky, because we have nobody, we have no mother, no other assets to build around it, like we did with Melo and wasted his years here. I don't want to go down that route. I feel like we got it right, but something tells me that this management is going to find a way to F it up.
I respect it. I respect it, and I definitely love that.
Wesley, Worldwide West was brought here. Look at his name. This dude is in rap songs with Drake and Jay. He's there to bring stars. That's who he is. This is Worldwide West. Remember, these guys were top players' agents, the Chris Pauls of the world, and many other these stars around the league. These guys were behind the scenes with them. Want stars.
We just got to wait and see now. Now that we got this direction, now it's time to really get in your hypothetical bag. Burrell, right. Same question to you. Right. Start off, if you got the pick, well, if you keeping the pick, who are you picking? And then if you're not going to keep the pick, how are you going to either trade up, trade down, or go ahead and make a package to get whoever you need?
Well, great questions. I feel like if I'm going to keep the pick, we get Shaedon Sharpe, I wouldn't get him. And people will say, well, we got Cam Reddish. I don't know if they already sold on Cam Reddish, but even we got Cam Reddish, Cam Reddish should be starting along with RJ. So that way you have both your wings. One can play on the left side, the other one can play on the right side, right? So that way when we go against like the Golden States and the other teams that can shoot the three ball, you got wings that can play on the defensive side. And whoever would be our point guard, we could do a 3-2 zone, or you could do a 1-3-1, but we got our defensive wings on the side, right? And you can have like Shaedon Sharpe to come off the bench, because obviously I feel like this draft class is more of a developmental draft class, more of your rotation type of players draft class. So if we could develop him right and get him to the defensive culture, get him into, you know, get his jump shots better, he could be another athletic person to come off the bench other than Obi. Obi relies on a point guard and people to set him up, unless he hits you like a quick jab and go to the hole, right? Mm-hmm. But if we get a Sharpe, he could dribble and take people off the dribble, because he's also a downhill player, but he's a little bit having a better dribbling package than Obi. So imagine the second unit would be Obi. It could be him. It could be Rojas or Deuce at the point guard, and Evan, Burks, because by then, hopefully we get a point guard, even if we get like a serviceable point guard in the offseason, we could put Burks back into his regular role as coming off the bench, because that's when he was actually good. Now, if we got a trade, I say that it will be, hopefully, this is what I would do. I would trade Derrick Rose with the pick to get into next year's draft. And I'm plugging, because we got to be honest here. We're not making the playoffs. If we make the playoffs, I say the highest we would go is 7. Now, disclaimer, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't want to jump the process like we did a year ago. That's what's messed us up. So we continue to be with status quo. I don't see them really making no major moves in the offseason. Like I tell people, it's not easy just be trading these contracts, right? You hear all these guys that's plugged in. It's not just easy to, or they could trade that on that one. No. I think we're just playing GM too much, and then we play the GM too much, and we make that correct that into a fact. It's hard, because you got to think about who the hell want our garbage, right? And I say that respectfully. Who going to want the – you got Kimbo on the books. You got Evan Fournier that everybody cries about. You got Allen Burks that everybody cries about. You got Nolan Noels, and you got Randall. And I probably think I'm missing somebody, but those are the 5 people. And you got to think about like $30-something million, Kimba $20-something million, but I think he had a team friendly, so it might be $8 million and $10 million. Then everybody else down the list. It's not that easy. You might get rid of 2, and you might get some second-round picks with that. But if you're going to get rid of 2, you damn for sure they're going to have to give up an asset. And that I've been hearing Cam Reddish's name a lot. And I promise you, and I hope they don't trade him, but if they trade Cam Reddish, he's either going to be on draft night or by the trade deadline, because he'd be back healthy and he plays and he develops. he's going to be a bigger piece. Because I don't know if they want to keep him. But if they do, that'd be cool. And I listen, like I said, I hit my marks when I say package that with Kemba or D-Rose. And the reason I say D-Rose, people get like, when D-Rose come back, like, we got to pump our brakes. He's 32, a.k.a. 42 in the NBA years. Bad knees. Injury prone. He hasn't played a full season in a long time. And even to be serviceable, he played, what, like 60 games? And then you got, when you try to make a deep playoff run, you missing the other couple of games? That's critical? That's deep. My thing is this. If I respect the man like I do, and I'm sure other Knicks fans, why not let him go to a playoff team and see what we could get back from that playoff team, you know, of his choosing? I won't be surprised, you know, if we can make a deal with Memphis to give up either Tyus Jones or whoever to get that, because he's going back to where he played college at. So imagine he goes back to, he goes to Memphis and do deep playoff runs, because they need that one backup general that can help Ja continue to be a great quintessential point guard. You know, and that's just my opinion on that. Doom questions.
Definitely, man. Now, what I can tell y'all is, this is my take. It's going to sound crazy, but no matter what, I'm not keeping the 11th pick. I'm not keeping it. I'm not.
So what you want to do? What you want to do, bro?
I'm not keeping it just because I seen the past players that was picked with the 11th pick. We are the New York Knicks. We're gonna mess that shit up. So I'm trading that pick, right? The first team I'm looking at is OKC. Bro, they got two picks. They got the 12th, if I'm not mistaken, and they got their high pick. So rip, with their high pick, they're gonna draft their guard they already want. Now, for my 11th pick, meaning just so they can get the pick, this is when the vets come in. Yo, you need some vets with them young boys, bro. At least in that same category. I need a power forward. I need a center. I got Mitchell Robinson. I got Julius Randle for you. Boom. I'm thinking about that. Then I'm thinking about the Pistons. They got the 5th pick, right? But think about the Pistons squad. They got a nice small forward with Sadiq Bey. They got Cunningham. They still got Hay. They got Killian. They still got old boy that was on OKC that won the dunk contest. You feel me? They got Bagley now. They still trying to figure out if they're going to keep Grant or not. So if I make a trade with them, obviously that's the package to go get Grant. All right, let me give you Julius and this. You give me Grant and your pick. You get what I'm saying? Because no matter what, they may not be sold on Grant, but at least Grant, we get a, you know what I'm saying? All-star for all-star, pick for pick. You get what I'm saying? That should be down the line. But the hardest part about all of it is the main team that I think we could really like probably package a trade with, and y'all probably not going to want to hear it, but we kind of can make this move for that 6th pick with the Pacers.
Well, that's not sneeze at. That's cool, man.
See, now, Pacers move, that's just to unite, meaning it could go two ways. We can go ahead and get Miles Turner back in that, or we can send Julius Randle out to go play with Miles Turner. So it's
That's his man's.
So either way, it's either Miles is coming or he going. Either way, the way we do that pick is some way, somehow like that. But obviously, Mitch is the single man out. But no matter what, the way I look at all these picks and trades, yeah, cool, we could trade up. Now, that's just the hypothetical. Now, realistic, I feel like we do keep the pick and we end up actually drafting, and it's going to sound crazy to y'all. I feel like we're going to end up drafting. I'm a stamp it. We're going to get Johnny Davis. I think we're just going to get Johnny Davis. It's going down. Like, with the sharp guy, I feel like we could get him, but I got a feeling OKC or even Portland might pick him up just because I think he's like 6'6", 6'8". Like, if it's Portland, that's their bona fide small forward. It's going to be Lillard, Simons, and Sharp, right? Go ahead. Say what you was going to say.
No, I ain't want to cut you off. Go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
Now, the last thing about Sharp is, I also see him going to the Pacers because we all know the Pacers don't want Buddy Hield. So they're going to need a guard or a forward back. You get what I'm saying? That's why it's like, all right, cool. Even if we got to do on some, like, you got to think about it. A lot of teams that we said are projected ahead of us in this lottery. Yeah, they may not be, they may not need guards, but you got to remember, they may need small forwards. So we're still kind of fucked when it comes to this, when it comes to guard play, because some of these guards, due to height, they might shift them over. Look at RJ. He started out as a one in his rookie year. Then he went to the two. Then he went to the three, and now he is slotted at the three. He's slotted at the three to the point where they don't even want to bring Cam Reddish up and slot him back to the two. You understand what I'm saying? So it's kind of difficult, but I can say this. With this 11th pick, we know the direction. We officially know the direction because once that pick came out, the media outlets was on it about us making a move, meaning packaging a move. So obviously, what does that mean? Old heads out, new heads about to go ahead and get this minutes. It's time for the young boys to run. We lit. That's all it really is to it. So now it's nothing but hypothetical game all week, meaning every Friday when I drop a new episode, I'm giving y'all a new hypothetical each time.
Love it.
I like those questions, man. Those questions like music to my ears.
Because you got to think, like, it's two ways we could go about it. But the second way, when it comes to trading, then breaks down to three different subdivisions. It's like, yo, you trading down, you trading down, or you making a package to go get something.
Right. Okay. And what about this? As you were saying this, I was thinking, okay, since we're doing scenarios, what if the New York Knicks send the pick with Julius Randle to the Lakers for exchange for Westbrook and later year draft picks? And the only reason I say that, because Anthony Davis is inconsistent with his health. One thing I would give Randle, he's been durable and he can get you 20, 10, and 5. Yes, it was on, like my argument sometimes be, it was on the Knicks. Whoever's going to get the first option should be putting up numbers. Should be. But even rightfully so, I respect the fact that he did 20, 10, and 5. LeBron had to keep playing, put his body at risk, trying to get rebounds. Well, Randle could be down there, whatever on fours they plug in, but you taking Westbrook out the way. But I'm hearing also Phil Jackson's supposed to be coming back, and he wants to build around Westbrook because Anthony Davis' contract is only for another two more years, and LeBron's a free agent this year.
My thing is this. This is me speaking as LeBron, and I'm going to say this with a, you know, quick little second because we got like 6 minutes left. My thing is this, right? I'm LeBron. Phil Jackson is over here now. Even if y'all talking to him, I'm gone. There's no talking. There's no more. I'm staying here. I'm out of here. But even if he's not, I wouldn't trade for Julius Randle because that's dumb. We already – if I'm LeBron, we seen this episode in New Orleans. It didn't work. I'm not bringing this to the Lakers. Number two, that's three damn forwards on the floor. I'm not doing that. Number three, it just don't fit well because it's three damn forwards on the floor. Like, it just don't sit right with me. But my thing is this, right? If I'm the Knicks, any package that involves Julius Randle, I'm not trading a player. I'm not trading for a player that's older than him. I'm not doing that.
But that's facts.
He's only 28, right? So I'm sticking in my age bracket, meaning I'm going to get that veteran youth, but I'm not getting no old head veteran when I already got got Taj Gibson here. I'm not bringing nobody older than them. Older than them. You get what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. But how you feel about that, Ariel?
Nah, man, I'm not with it because it's like I said, I feel like you could still get – I know the Lakers is not a good fit anyway, but I feel like this position thing, like you said, is too many forwards. And I think that Julius is just not a good fit for the Lakers. I know LeBron's not going to be with that anyway. LeBron is not going to want to play with Julius. Like, they're going to bump heads. And you know LeBron is going to bring the best out of you, and I don't think – Julius, even though he does, you know, respect vets, that's one thing that he does do. I don't think him and LeBron will be a good match together. I think that's just a recipe waiting for disaster because I don't think that's going to work at all. And I just don't see us making that move. I feel like we could get more value, like you said. I don't want to get some old, washed up, 30-something-year-old veteran in here just to dump Julius. Like, we could get something for him. It may not be exactly what we like, but I feel like we could still get some type of value for him. Because, face it, we don't like the guy because his attitude is, you know, is crap. We already know why we don't like him because we watch the game. We watch the sport, actually. You know what I'm saying? We see everything. And I just think that he just needs to – he's not going to get it together. And honestly, this thing needs to be broken up one way or another. But we can get value for him. I don't want us training for nobody that's over 30, over the hill. Like, we don't need that. Either got to be – around the same age or a little bit younger.
No, I definitely agree with y'all. And I won't be surprised if we trade Randall is gonna include a draft pick in Cam Reddish. Remember I said that.
Honestly, I don't even think it's gonna be Cam Reddish. More so it's gonna be from what every media outlet has been saying, and I think that's how they're gonna end up moving this piece. It's gonna be Randall and Burks put together with that whatever pick. Because you gotta think about it. Any team that Randall goes to or Burks goes to, those are teams that need that veteran presence. They need a win-now person and not a development person. Burks, you could plug in on any team. As long as he don't got to play out his position, Burks is a good fit for any team. The one person that I say they might keep out of the vets, of course, besides D-Rose and Taj, because of Tom, would be Evan, just based off how he plays, the record he broke, and the effort that he put forward versus all the other vets. He actually tried. Like, I give Evan what credit is due. He actually tried. You get what I'm saying? Like, we knew what he was getting, but he tried.
Yeah.
My thing to y'all is this. Before we head out, make it real short and simple. Would you do it or would you not? Houston Rockets, right? I believe they got the number 2 pick, right?
Because I believe so.
Got number 1. Y'all can definitely say that John Wall's out of there and they're not going to trade him. So if they buy John Wall out right now, are you signing him to the Knicks? What's up?
Hell fucking yeah. That's not even a question.
That minimum deal? Yeah. Why not?
He says lit, love. They own it. It was like, oh, he can pull up? Oh, John Wall, come on.
Let's go. And then and he proves himself because I'm sure he's healthy. He's been out of the league almost 2 years and he wants to play and he get that refound love of basketball because he played at the Garden. And he played well. I even signed him for an extension, nothing crazy. Like some
year or two.
Like, yay. I signed him like, okay, you did well for this year. Bet I'll give you another like 3 years, $30 million or some shit like that. Because at the end of the day, don't forget the CBA, the contract's going up, and $10 and $20 million is gonna be really $5 million at the end of the business day.
That's a fact.
Yeah, and you also gotta remember too with what's his name? He's not going to require, it's going to be, you could get him on a vet minimum deal. And at the same time, let's face it, people still want to question his injury. The Rockets were tanking, man. That dude could have played this year. They were tanking.
And he
was in his face. Was he? Because he was even away from the team for a while. He was so tight about them not letting him play. He kept telling them he was ready. They were tanking. That's a cool for your tanking. When you're telling your bet, hey, you sit down the whole year, we're going to play these young kids and just lose hella games so we can get what we got. That's why John Wall was away for the team for a while because of it. He went to the media and said that he was ready.
That's a fact.
But they didn't want to clear him.
It's going to be
lit. He looked fine.
It's going to be lit. We got a lot coming up, man. We got a lot coming up. I'm going to get y'all on episode 2. We got to do a part 2 to this. So start coming up with our trade scenarios and all that. We coming back for part 2, man.
Yeah,
and
come with the
questions. No doubt.
You be ready.
No doubt.
Already be ready. Know, man.
Knicks Nation, I told y'all episode 1 of season 3 was going to be crazy, man. I'm coming out with all the stops this season. No holds barred. You getting the crazy questions. You going to get crazy answers from by. If it's whether by me, you know, a guest, man, listen, I'm trying to go crazy this season. You feel me? As you see from myself, Riles, Ariel, from what y'all heard, you know, earlier, and the little last little bit of seconds of our conversation, you know, that 11th pick, it's a lot of ways we could go about it. We could keep it. We could sit there and we could be like, yo, you know what? We're going to trade up. We're going to trade down. We're going to package it for a star. So it's a lot of ways to go about it. But as y'all heard from us, and I got to say it again, there will be a part two. So episode two, which comes out next Friday, and then every podcast will come out every Friday, starting with episode two. You feel me? Starting with episode two, and every episode after will come out every Friday. But episode two, I got to bring back Rels. I got to bring back Ariel. You know, my guys from Sports and Therapy. Therapy and Sports, however y'all want to say it. Because some people say it backwards, too. I don't know why, but it sounds good both ways. No homo. Pause. You feel me? Sorry. It's just the New York in me. I had to say that. It sounded crazy the way I said that. But, other than that, like I said, man, part two going to be lit. We're going to get back into it. We're going to give y'all different scenarios. Like I said, every week, you know, as more and more stuff come out, I'm going to definitely be making sure I add it to the detail, to the repertoire, to the planning of each episode. But until then, man, I'm coming up with different scenarios of how we can either trade up, trade down, who's worth it, who's not worth it, and what star we could probably attach with players to get. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot that's going to go on. It's a lot that's going to happen. We're going to be super lit. And other than that, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all been rocking with me through season one, season two. We are now at season three, about to be in full effect. I want to thank y'all for always making sure y'all rock out with the Venture Season Network. Be sure that y'all always go to VentureSeasonNetwork.com to check out this audio, this podcast, other podcasts such as, you know, Steelers for Seven podcast, Venture Season podcast, Demi dropping jewels. You might even see a few clips of, you know, past, present, future, because we coming back full storm with my guy Smitty, my guys over there at Nick Anonymous, LJ and Stevie. Yeah, we coming back full force, man. Stop playing with us, man. It's Nick season now. Lottery over. So now it's Nick season. We back. I don't care about nothing else but the good old Knicks. You feels me? That orange and blue. Blue skies. Oh, yeah. We lit. But I ain't mentioned this in our convo, but my son Wild West, you know, he was looking kind of spiffy with the blue suit, the orange tie. But as soon as they showed Tom Thibodeau, man, we got that 11th pick. Oh, my goodness. The blow. Let's take a moment of silence for that. All right, we back. You feel me? As you can see, this little lighter of mine ain't working. I'm trying to light this incense, trying to light this candle, get the smell good going on, get this aroma going, but it ain't trying to light. There you go. I got it. It took long enough, but I got it. But folks, we lit. I'm not going to give y'all the whole breakdown of the season. Just make sure y'all tune in, y'all tap in, and y'all get ready, because it's going to be a hell of a season, y'all. I promise you it's going to be a hell of a season. A lot of guests, a lot of special appearances, a lot of breaking news. I'm going to be going in. I'm going to go crazy in. You're going to see a lot more visuals, too. What I'm going to do is every other episode, I'm going to actually give y'all audio, and I'm gonna give y'all a visual to go with it. So make sure y'all on point. So every even number of an episode, you will get a video towards it. Yes, you feel me? I told you, season three, you gotta turn it up. You gotta do your thing. I'ma even take it a step further. You know, I'm actually gonna get people that, you know, actually like the opposing team. So when I interview certain people, you know, and we have these shows, it won't just be about my thoughts on what the Knicks did, how we could get better. You're going to hear my thoughts on what we did. You're going to hear thoughts of people from the opposing team on what they did, how they actually either beat us or lost, how we both could readjust our thoughts. It's going to be lit. It's going to be a lit show. It's going to be super, super different. Like, it's... eventually y'all gonna start calling me the debate king, the round table guy, and we ain't talking about no red table. We don't do that Jada Peak and stuff over here. But you know what I'm saying? But it's gonna be lit, man. I can't wait. I'm happy. I'm excited. And like I said, man, Knicks season is back, yo. It took long enough, but we are here. It was super long. It was super long awaited. But now we have some type of direction on which way we wanna go. It's going to be different, y'all. It's going to be different. But I ain't going to hold y'all up too much longer. Just make sure y'all tap in. Make sure y'all lock in. Make sure y'all go to VentureSeasonNetwork.com each and every week to check out this episode, check out this podcast, and check out many more podcasts. If you want to advertise with us, if you want to, you know, lock in, maybe send a donation because you mess with us, you feel me? Or even if you want to get into podcasting, or you know, you probably feel like you can join the network itself, just make sure y'all go to VentureSeasonNetwork.com. I know I sound like a broken record, but this is what y'all got to do. Go to VentureSeasonNetwork.com, click the tab button. If you're on your mobile device in the top right-hand corner, once you do that, click the contact page. Get at us. You know, let's work something out. If you're on your computer, just make sure you go to the website. It's going to be on your far right. The last tab that you can click on the top of the page says contact. Make sure you go ahead and click that. Hit us up, and let's get to work, y'all. Other than that, it's your guy, Dope the Phenom, a.k.a. Trippy OG, whichever you prefer. Man, at this point, y'all should know my name and know my slogan, so I shouldn't really be saying this no more. But you know how it go. Every season, every episode, every moment, you get a new following, you get a new fan, you get a new support system. You know what I'm saying? So you got to repeat the slogan. So again, for those that's listening and for those that, you know, love the ring to it, she got Dope the Phenom, a.k.a. Trippy OG, whichever you prefer. Back with another one, season 3, episode 1, Nick and 30. Back in full effect. Make sure y'all get in tune. Make sure y'all lock in. Make sure y'all follow my boy Rails and Ariel on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Their Twitter links will definitely be in the description. So make sure y'all scroll down, y'all click their names, y'all tap in. Make sure y'all get on Twitter, y'all follow all three of us. Make sure y'all join their spaces. Therapy and Sports is super lit, great environment, you feel me? And all that hating, y'all gotta stop. It go from me to them to the world. Hate must stop. Okay, hate must stop. But make sure y'all lock in, y'all get in tune with them. Check out their spaces on Twitter, Therapy and Sports, super lit. Make sure y'all pull up over here. Check me out over here with Nick and 30. Yes, I got some gear coming out this season. This season, we will be having some gear. I will even have some giveaways. So it's going down. Make sure y'all tap in. Make sure y'all stay lit. And you know the vibes. Stay icy. I'm a crazy one. I'm sorry. I got that from my daughter. That's all she do. She was younger. She used to just be like, icy. I'm like, you want an icy? And she'll just exaggerate it. So now that's my new thing. But holla at me, y'all. Y'all stay lit. Y'all be real. And at the end of the day, y'all know what time it is, man. I see y'all next week. Until then, enjoy the tunes.
See the pump stick, said one arm, that's a deadlift. I'm bugging, they thug. thugging out set trip. Hit the gas before I take the lip. Marksman got a sniper grip. I'm done playing, been over it. 30 piece, fully loaded snip. 50 yards, bet I won't miss. Back tuck when you're so drift. All plus, you can hold six. Disrespect, set the kill switch. Chill vibe with the gang lit.